Let's talk to our next guest, Elliot Shore-Park. Some on the Phils, some on the Eagles, and perhaps even maybe just a scotch on, cartoon porn. Good morning, Elliot.
Well, it's good to know we know what you watch when you're in the bathtub now. I don't know if we needed that.
Sorry, buddy. I'm just joking, or am I not? All right.
Oh, no.
So, Elliot, the Mets thing, what do you make of it? The Phillies and the New York Mets for the first time ever. Mets started, I guess, in the early 60s, and it's the first time ever that they will face each other in the postseason. What do you make of this?
Well, just a content perspective, like the sports are meant to be fun perspective, it's going to be awesome. Like, the Brewers would have been cool no matter what, but to have it be the Mets is going to be cool. But, look, I think this is the ultimate test for the Phillies, right? They are the favorites. They don't get to play the underdog role. They don't get to play the fun up-and-coming team. Like, they are the villain in this series to everybody else around the country. They're the ones that are supposed to win. So, in a lot of ways, it's the worst possible outcome for this team. But I still think they'll pull through and win it.
Elliot, what gives you the most confidence, big picture, forget just this series, to win the World Series? What gives you the most confidence in the Phillies?
Zach Wheeler. Just because I think that every time he pitches, which will presumably be the first game of each series, they'll get up 1-0 on series. I think I saw some stats that they're like 15-1 going back to 08, maybe it was, in game ones. And obviously Wheeler clearly didn't pitch all those. But this team has consistently in the postseason gone up. And when you go up 1-0, that's obviously huge. It's good for momentum. It's good for just your chances of winning the series. So my biggest reason to believe is I think Zach Wheeler will probably win almost all of his starts, and that'll be a huge momentum builder.
They are 7-0 in game ones over the last 2 years, for what it's worth.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, we've –
That's a big deal.
It's a very big deal. And by the way, credit to Roy Halladay and Cole Hamels for that overall stat, and Cliff Lee. I mean, those are the guys that – were your game one starters in addition to Wheeler.
And well, also 7-0 the last 2 years. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I think Nola got game one of the World Series, I think.
I don't know. Maybe.
He did. But I would also say, though, like, the biggest strength that we all would believe is the home, obviously, Red October, Citizens Bank Park. Saturday is going to be a massive test of that. Like, I think, and I'll be curious to see, I think it could be tense right away. Like, when from people walking, I do think there is a nervousness with this Mets team that would not have been there with the Brewers. I was there last year in game 6 and 7. As awesome as that place can be, when it's nervous, it is terrible for those players to play. And so I'll be curious to see right off the bat what it's like on Saturday.
Interesting.
Yeah, how do we we need to figure out a way to avoid that at all costs.
You get up in the game.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Take a quick lead.
let's talk Eagles. The bye is upon us, but we're 2-2 after a month of football. What's the mindset of this Eagles group?
Yeah, I think going into the bye, I mean, if you ask the players, I think the mindset is trying a way to find consistent football. I think the thing I've heard the most, you know, over the month covering the team after wins, after losses, during the week, is just needing to clean up some of the little mistakes they think are holding them back. The issue with that is I've been hearing them say that for over a calendar year now, going back to last year. It feels like after every game, it's there's things we did to ourselves. This isn't who we are. Well, sooner or later, it does kind of become who you are. And, you know, for the past 11, 12, 13 games, it's who they've been. So coming out of the bye, I think it's going to be all about that game against the Browns and coming out and playing clean football. If you look at their upcoming schedule, the next four teams they play, I think all only have one win or less. Like, this is their opportunity to go out and go on a run. And if they don't do it now, then I think we just have to accept we're truly staring at, like, a 9-8, 7-9 type of team.
I agree with you, Elliot. Like, the next month, just like that first month that's a challenging schedule. This next month, we can be off our game and still win 3 of 4, win 4 of 4.
And that is possible.
Yeah.
That is true.
And Let me push back on that quickly. You said the Eagles can be off their game and win 4 of 4. That's what great teams do. The Eagles might not be a great team. Like, it might take the Eagles playing some of their best football to win these games, right? Like, going into last season, at the end of the year, we thought, okay, they have the Giants twice, the Cardinals, the Seahawks. That'll be the safe proof. They won't actually lose those games. They went out and they lost almost all those games. So, while we can look at the schedule and go, look, you have to be great against these teams. You have to go out and win them. The Browns are probably looking at this and going, okay, nice, we have the Eagles. The Bengals are looking at this and going, oh, nice, yeah, the Eagles are coming to Cincinnati.
Of course.
There is a perception with this team we might have to change.
Elliot, why does it feel like all of the changes for the positive that we saw early in the season, offensively speaking, you know, Jalen was going to be under center more, we were told. We saw in week one he was under center more. We were told there would be more motion. You know, these things were there, and then over the last month they've been slowly dialed back. Is the reason for that the quarterback? Is the reason for that the coaching staff? Is the reason for that it just didn't work against what they were seeing?
Is it backup wide receivers, Elliot, that had to play because the starters got hurt? Like, what changed? Why did that change?
So, there's a lot of different aspects in there, and I don't think it's one overarching answer for all of them. The motion thing, so if you look at the motion numbers, last year with the Chargers, now he was missing Herbert a good portion of the year, but if you look at last year, Kellen Moore ran motion, and I believe it right around 25-27% of the snaps. If you look at this year, they're at 22% through four games. So obviously, okay, it's not that huge of a difference. But mm-hmm. if you look at week one, they ran it over 60% of the time. I think part of the reason you haven't seen as much motion is because of the receivers, and you know, obviously AJ being out, Devontae being out. But I don't think that's an excuse. I mean, Jahan Dotson is not a rookie. Like, you know, you have Kellen Moore, who has been a coach in this league for, you know, many years. Like, you can't just lose one receiver and all of a sudden have the motion completely plummet for the next three games. So I think part of it is the injury at receiver, but I'm not sure that's a good excuse.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Elliot, stay well, man. Enjoy the baseball playoffs and I guess a weekend where you don't have to cover the Eagles, but we'll talk to you next week quite a bit. Say it again?
No, I was saying.
Oh, by the way, Elliot, the Hammer going for victory 17 in a row. I mean,
yeah, it's incredibly impressive. You know, each week you ask
Come
me,
on,
I'm
man.
Almost at a loss for words at this point. What do you say?
Listen to what, oh, my God.
All right, Elliot, you're a good man. You really are. Let me remind everyone right now the contest line, because we'll take caller number 3 in honor of Bryce Harper getting ready for his third postseason with the Phillies. The Phillies' main man, number 3, Bryce Harper, going for his third crack at ring number 1. Contest line, 215-988-1258. Third caller, contest line, coming up in about 3 minutes. You will compete and beat the Hammer. Again, the phone number, contest line, 215-988-1258.
How are you feeling today?
I feel pretty good. I haven't eaten yet, so I don't like that. But
that's no, because the eating is normally on your list of excuses if you're feeling off.
Yeah, I feel like every week you're like, I haven't eaten yet. I feel like that's just
why don't you
weekly?
Eat? There's food. Like we've had food sitting here for quite some time.
I'm well aware of that.
So that's your fault.
A couple things happen. Sometimes in commercial breaks, I have to organize notes and audio to get ready for the show. I'm a put the show first kind of guy. Mm. I also occasionally have to, you know, step away.
What about
to go to the
multitasking?
Bathroom.
Just like,
can I eat while I go to the bathroom? Am I supposed to stand at a urinal and eat a breakfast platter at a urinal?
I probably would not do that.
If that's what it takes, though.
Sure. It could come down
Devin,
to that.
Did I ask you to comment with that? Devin, look, why don't you root for me? Why don't you
nice
root for me?
Job.
Because it's fun to see you fail, and it hasn't happened in a way too long
that's
a time.
True.